Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dan just brought me this, dropped it into my lap, and I'm parsing. What do we do with this? Well, we're ahead of the curve again, so we'll talk about it. And hopefully make some sense out of it, and we might be joined by somebody. All right. Now, you know that Brian Fitzpatrick, with a lot of listeners, this is the tough thing. He's the one lone Republican that we have in the suburbs. And I get it on some issues, some things. These are difficult races, right? He won by like percentage point against this Scott Wallace character the last time. So Dean Malik ran against him. I honored Dean Malik at the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Because Dean Malik fought the good fight, and then when that was over, he realized he had to make a choice. He couldn't just cry and go home, and he chose to back Fitzpatrick. Even though Dean is a Marine and a conservative up and down the line. So, okay, he's not running this time to challenge him in a primary where this should happen. Andy Meehan is, okay? We had Andy Meehan on the show, know him. And here's what's happened today, though. The chairperson, Pat Pavrek, of the Bucks County Republican Executive Committee, has been joined by Montgomery County Republican Committee chairperson, Liz Preate-Havey, to put out a statement reaffirming the... rejecting what they call the discriminatory and deceptive practices of Andy Meehan. Now, I did see some of the Facebook comments that Meehan made or were up on his Facebook, and I saw the argument he was making in context. They apparently have rejected that. So they say, following the discovery of discriminatory statements made on social media and a record of deception unbecoming of a candidate for federal office, the executive committee has found Andrew Meehan's congressional candidacy inconsistent with our shared values of individual liberty and personal freedom. As a result, the executive committee has voted to not include Mr. Meehan in the candidate screening before the locally elected committee people to seek their recommendation. Now, Dan, I don't know about that. You know, it's fine to call him out on this, but not to give him a chance before the committee people to make his case. The Bucks County Republican Committee will not provide a platform for such candidates to spread division within our community. This is pretty strong stuff. So 855-839-1210, you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. I don't have knowledge of all that they've seen. I only saw what was in news accounts yesterday on this. And I thought Andy Meehan made some good arguments in the context of what he was saying on Facebook and what he was trying to do with it. But, you know, I don't have a sense of what else they know. That's where it stands, though. And I know it's a sore subject with us. Can't be avoided with Brian Fitzpatrick. But the place to challenge him is in the primary. After that, we can't have another Democrat. You can't have another member of the practice squad joining from Bucks County. My God, just think of where we are with these people. So what do? Well, you challenge him in the primary. There'll be more on this. Is this just an attempt to shut up a guy who's the real conservative? Or is this stuff so bad that the party can't be associated with it, they can't even let him go before the committee people? That's where we are. Dan provided me this controversy, this from Andy Meehan, who's running against Fitzpatrick in the primary. And I get what he's doing here, but this is, to them, objectionable. Now, what I would say is, if I were counseling, don't do this stuff. I get it. Sometimes conservatives like this plantation stuff, throwing this plantation stuff out, and it just doesn't go over well. It's a little bit over the top. So Andy Meehan, in context of something, was mocking the left and talking about their identity, race, vulture politics of the left. He said, hooray for the divisive environment, mocking them. Then he said, hooray for the African-Americans that opt to stay on the government plantation where they belong. Inmates hate seeing others set free. Now, to me, he's obviously mocking the left, but the plantation language and things associated with that. So now the Republican Party out in Bucks County is not going to give him access to speak, to be screened before the local elected committee people to seek their recommendation.
Dama, I just got word 10:30 we'll be joined by Pat Poprick, the chair of the Bucks County GOP.
Okay, that's perfect. All right, so yeah, we wanted you to hear this because, look, this is a tough issue. I don't run from it. Some people would just ignore it. I don't run from it because I like Brian Fitzpatrick a lot personally. You know how I differ on any number of votes. He's been strong on the impeachment stuff and the like, other stuff not. And we come to this dilemma. And my only answer to the dilemma, you know what I say all the time. Run against him in the primary. Whoever wins the primary, I'm going to be supporting against a guy who is from a South African golf course, who I think is borderline, well, he's a socialist, maybe even more than that, Scott Wallace the last time around. We can't have that. You can't just say, well, I'm going to vote against all these rhino Republicans, and then that way in the future, they'll get the message, and we won't have them. We'll have real conservatives. This is a tough, tough thing. He's the only person out there in the suburbs. Look at what we're left with the practice squad there. All right, so you got that going on. Coming up, we're going to talk with Pat Poprick, who is the head of Republicans out in Bucks County. They made the decision, we just got it moments ago, you're hearing it first, that they can't abide Andy Meehan speaking to their group because of what he put up on Facebook. So I'm going to get you some specifics here. This means he can't go before the committee people to get their endorsement in this primary race against Brian Fitzpatrick. All right? This is a big blow to a candidate, I think. Now, some conservatives might get even more angry now. And I'm going to ask Pat about that. You know, the idea being you're not giving them a chance. These comments are not that bad. So you'll hear why they decided these comments and whatever else is there are that out of line. She's coming straight ahead here with you and Dom on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All right, it's Dom time. There we go. Big issues, big guests. And we're delighted to bring on the head of the Republican Party out in Bucks County. Last time she was with us, I think it was a while ago, she put out that stinging letter that I endorse, open letter. If you want Philadelphia coming to Bucks County, then vote for Scott Wallace, essentially, and for all the Democrats there. That's what you're going to get. She's with us today because she put out this news release a little while ago. Bucks County GOP Executive Committee rejects discriminatory and deceptive practices of Andy Meehan, who was running in the primary against the sitting Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick. Pat joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pat, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Certainly, Dom. I'm glad to.
Well, Pat, I look at this stuff on Facebook, and I heard Andy Meehan's explanation of it. And while it's, you know, the word plantation jumps out at you and all that, and I wouldn't encourage someone to engage in it, what's the objection? Why is it so bad that the party has to distance himself from Andy Meehan?
Okay, what he did not tell you or anyone is that our county has had a policy for as many years as I can remember to interview candidates, the county chair and vice chair interview before. So we can ask questions that are a little more sensitive that you may not want to ask in front of people about taxes, you know, your driver if you ever had a DUI. So we met with him. He came in. He walked in the door and handed me a 45-page booklet about Brian Fitzpatrick, all about Brian. I said, well, where's your resume? Because this is like an interview. He says, oh, go to my website. So I said, all right. So then we started talking. And at that point, our executive director said, texted me and said, I think he's taping you. We were talking. So I said to him, are you taping this conversation? And he looked at me and said, yes. Now, we were in a closed room, three people by ourselves. He was secretly taping our conversation. That is one of the reasons that people will not support him, because we found out he was also taping meetings he's going to. Not openly, secretly taping them, but they're public forums, which you may do. In my office, three people, that's a felony.
Yeah, Pennsylvania law, you have to have permission, right.
Absolutely. And then, but further, Don, let me tell you further. We asked him the questions that I have asked every single candidate that we've had. We asked them all. I asked him, did he ever have been arrested or anything that could embarrass him or the party as a candidate? We always ask him. He said, no, nothing. I said, wait a minute, Andy. I think I heard somewhere you had a DUI. Oh, yeah, I forgot that. Okay. I asked him, did he have any tax liens or anything in the background that would be, nope, nothing clean, no problem. And then we asked him, do you ever have any lawsuits filed against you or that you're a participant? We're just trying to make sure there's not something going to bombshell us during the campaign. He says, no, nothing. Well, after he lied about the first, we went on public records and found out he had two tax liens. He had a lawsuit. So those offenses of themselves are not disqualifying. He paid the tax lien and all, but he lied.
So, Pat, let me ask you. Okay, that's not that I get. That's the deceptive practices. Why did you throw in the discriminatory, though? Because I heard his explanation on this. I don't think it's wise to do it. But do you see this as this guy is racist or discriminatory by what he said on Facebook?
That was also part of it. That's what originally concerned our committee people. They were not party to the interview. They were concerned before the meeting even took place. People were sending me copies of it and saying, how can we have this as a Republican? He can't say this. So it was already in the minds of our committee exec people before the meeting. But prior to the meeting, when we interviewed him and he lied repeatedly and taped us, when we went into the meeting, we told them, that was the bigger offense to me, Don. Not the other stuff he says, he's got a reason why he said it, he was joking or whatever. I think it was poor taste to put it. I don't think you should ever say African Americans belong on a plantation, whether you're kidding or not. I think it's offensive. But the bigger problem was the taping and the lying, and we're going to pursue this. I mean, you can't do that to people. And then he says he doesn't want our endorsement or recommendation. Then why'd he come? Why did he come? Just to tape us.
Pat, how are you going to pursue it?
Well, there's certainly legal avenues we can take. And that's something we're going to look at, because to me, the greater offense truly, Don, and the whole thing is taping us secretly. And then he said to us, Don, here's the deception. He walked in, he goes, let me silence my phone so it doesn't disturb us when we're meeting. And he did some buttons and put the phone face down. And fortunately, the young guy in the room caught on that there was too many buttons pushed to silence. You know what I mean? And that's when he texted me. My ED texted me and said, I think you're being recorded.
Okay. That is much different. So are there other candidates running against Brian at this point?
Not that I'm aware of. But, Don, you know me. I don't mince words and I don't play games. To me, the candidate's irrelevant. This is a man who came in, for my mind, a job interview. He wanted to screen, get on the phone. And he repeatedly lied and taped us. I don't care if you're running against the Pope. You don't do that in America, at least I don't.
All right. Well, Pat, thank you. Thanks for the clarification. We appreciate it as always. And we'll talk again soon. Thank you for joining us today.
Anytime, Don. Thank you.
Take care. All right. There's Pat Pavrek. And again, when you see this out there in the news and you see that, that's what she says went into this situation. Okay. That's much different than just going off this Facebook stuff. I mean, he's in a picture with an InfoWars guy, which... You know how I feel about InfoWars, but I don't know that that's disqualifying either. But the stuff that she just said, yeah, that's pretty difficult stuff. Nice job, Dan, of getting her on once again ahead of the curve here. You know, because we're sensitive. I think Brian Fitzpatrick has to be challenged in a primary. I want to see somebody challenge him. And I get it that these are tough races in Bucks County. We know that. But that's been the big complaint. And we come back to, again, what do you do? My take on it is this has to be all done in the primary. Once the primary's over, then you got to be a grown-up and take a look at the big picture here. You can't have another Democrat here in the my God, look at what's happened to suburban Philadelphia and continues to happen. How blatant it is.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.